Hey everybody, and welcome to Savvy Talk, where we talk about communications and PR strategies with your host, Maha Abulunim. And Maha, what are we going to talk about today?
One of the big things I'm really focused on, which we're going to talk about today, is about leveling up and coaching. So I've been reading a lot of books about having a professional coach and what you need to do to like always be on top of your game, or just if you're curious and interested in learning. So I think having a professional coach is something that's really important nowadays.
Yeah, and I think maybe people view having a coach as something that either is something very pro or it's something that like, what do I need? I've got basic skills or basic storytelling skills, right?
Yeah, I mean, just in today's world, where everything is so fast and so dynamic, there's so much information out there. It's hard to focus and it's hard to figure out where should I put my energy and what are the things I need to know that are going to help me improve the most. So if you're a leader of a company, you really need to know how to communicate better. And I always like, I'm talking on right now in communications coaching, because you have to communicate the values and the mission, and being ahead of an organization is not necessarily just about getting results and knowing how to drive the business forward. You have to really be a good storyteller. You have to be able to inspire people. You have to be able to help them understand what are the decisions the company's making. You have to promote your company's values. You really have to know how to be a good communicator. And if you're a leader of a company, it's one of the most important skills that you need to have. If you're an employee, you also need to know how to be a good communicator, because you need to be able to articulate what are you working on? How does what you're doing impact and add value to the business? How do you get ahead if you want to get a promotion? How do you stand out in a sea of all this competition? And how do you make sure that your voice is heard in a way that's relevant and in a way that really makes a difference for that business?
Yeah, so you're not talking just an employee in terms of an employee that is a spokesperson, but you're talking internal to the company as well.
Absolutely. So getting communications coaching, getting help and advice, and figuring out what's the best way to stand out, like what should I do with my social media? What could I do to share some of my ideas? Is that good one-to-one? Should I do it as a group? You know, one of me and my friends, we have like a WhatsApp group, and we basically always share ideas about trends. I'm like, we need to put that out there to the world and tell people what kind of stuff we're reading, what kind of stuff we're excited about, where do we get learning from? And just that sharing of information is so inspiring for me that I think it'd be inspiring for others.
And externally as well, for employees, you have to be careful, right? Because we do live in this age where every employee or most employees are on social media in some way. And even though they're not necessarily spokespeople, it's very easy for something they say to be misconstrued or to get construed as something coming from the company. So it's super important and super critical that they communicate effectively.
Most work happens through talk, whether it's meetings or discussions, major presentations or negotiations. Major deals really don't go down without a face-to-face meeting. So knowing how to effectively communicate has much more to do with influencing the conversation. It's about credibility. Like when a company has an important announcement, like when I was at Google, they won't just send out an email. They would call like an all hands. And all hands is when they bring all the employees together and then they would tell them what the announcement was. So most communication's done face to face. And so the skill, because we're so digital now, we forget about how to have that human communication. And it's so important.
Yeah, but even if you see current trends in terms of like Instagram stories and those kind of things, you're starting to see more and more people are switching back to that now. Even though they're doing it digitally, it's about, hey, I'm going to put myself in front of the camera and give you a message rather than read my post.
Exactly. It's so the human connectivity and the human being part of that communication cycle or equation is never going to die. It's never going to die. And I think the more we become in tuned with our electronics and our technology, the more we're going to want to have that human element, because we want to hang on to that. And that's really what the coaching is going to be designed to do. I always think about, how do you get better at doing something? It takes like a daily practice, right? So if you're an athlete, they say you should, you know, put in X hours on the court to get better. Or Malcolm Gladwell's like 10,000 hours doing a thing, you'll be a professional. And so being cognizant that you really need to focus on learning new things or getting better at things that you do. Like, let's say you are a writer, but you don't think you're a very good writer. What are some things you can do to improve that? I was just listening this morning to the podcast with Eric Schmidt and Tim Ferriss, and it's about the $1 trillion coach. This is a coach that passed away named Bill Campbell. He was, for free, coaching Apple, Google, and other tech companies all at the same time, which today probably be unheard of because of competition. But Eric Schmidt from Google talks about everybody needs a coach. Everyone needs a professional coach to help them. And with communications being what it is today, now more than ever, it matters. And even me, and I'm in the communications business, I'm being coached. I'm learning how to always stay on top of my game. And I love the process of being coached, and I would love to coach other people, which is why I want to talk about leveling up today.
So what do you get coached on, Ma?
One of the things that I'm really into being coached about right now, and I never used to do it before, but it's helping me and it's helping everyone I interact with, it's meditation.
Oh, interesting.
So I feel in order to be a better communicator, I need to have more clarity. And to have more clarity, I need to meditate so I can be really alter focused. So I'm being coached so I can perform better and be a better thinker.
I'm having all of these very similar conversations recently. It's like method hacking, basically, but how do you get yourself in that state where you're ultra focused and everything in terms of thought process and replicating that over and over and over again.
Yeah, and by the way, like focus is key. Like, there's so many distractions. Turn off the notifications on your phone. When I wake up in the morning, I meditate now for 15 minutes, and I don't look at my phone. Two big announcements now. One is next week I'm putting out all the workshops that I'll be giving, PR for startups, storytelling in the age of speed and noise, crisis communications, media training. So I'm doing a lot of public workshops in the coming period. So I'd love to get you there and hear what you'd like to learn. I'm really excited about doing all the workshops.
And all the workshops, what we'll do is we'll link to them in the show notes, different days and when they're coming up so people can go check it out and find out when they're happening and where they're happening.
I always like to go to workshops and learn. So I'm excited to do this now at scale and help people learn from what I've done and basically take some of the topics we've talked about the podcast, but just like, okay, how do I really do it? What do I really need to do to break down a story? How do I really get the coverage? Like really spend more time one-on-one with people and understanding that. The second thing is I got some amazing feedback after putting out wanting to do some communications coaching with people. I work with a lot of CEOs and chairmen of companies today on a personal level, helping them as a communications coach. If you would like communications coaching and want to get that time, I'm opening that up starting next week. So I'll also put a link to that. I lied. There's the third announcement.
There's always one more.
I always wanted to create this podcast to share information, but also give everyone access to the people that I know. So what can we learn from some of the cool CEOs and companies that I worked with? And now we've lined them up. So we're going to be sharing some really exciting interviews in the coming period. I have to be honest, when I was a little girl, I always dreamed of like standing in front of the pyramids and reporting live and being like a broadcaster. So now I'm getting in the hot seat. I'm going to interview people. And it ties in a little bit about what we're talking about today with coaching, because everyone has something that you can take a nugget from. Everyone has something to share that you can learn. And that is my DNA, is to help people understand how they can benefit from it and really actually learn something new.
Yeah. And the people that you've been speaking to, and that's been your focus as well when you're talking to them, is to understand how they build, but also how they communicate as some of the biggest brands, or how they build that reputation, handling of crisis and all of that stuff.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the podcast is called Savvy Talk. So what makes them savvy? What is it about how they took their careers or took decisions or failed, made that a smart move for them? And what do they think it takes to be savvy in today's digital world? What do they think it takes to be savvy in order to succeed? And what can you take away from it so that you can be more savvy in the way that you approach your personal life, your professional relationships, your work, and also your friendships?
Yeah. So for all of you listeners out there, look out for these interviews beginning in a couple of weeks.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I know. You are very excited.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to today's episode. I would be super grateful if you can give me a review and give me some feedback. And don't forget, you can always hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or send us an email at im@digitalandsavvy.com. Thanks for listening.